reconvening as Marin County Flood Control and Water Conservation District Board of Supervisors. So we'll let staff make this transition here. Welcome.
Good.
So the first item is 13A. It's open time for public expression. It's not on the Flood Control and Water Conservation District agenda. Al, anyone online?
Sir, there are no speakers in the queue.
Anyone in the chamber want to speak to this agenda item? Seeing no one, we're going to then move on to 13B, Board of Supervisor Matters and General Manager's Report. Any supervisor matters? Okay. I'm going to go to the general manager, Tracy.
Hi there. Thank you, members of the board. I'm Tracy Clay, the division manager for the Flood Control and Water Resources Division. I have a short staff report today. Not much has changed since the last time we met, but I do want to remind you of a couple of things. We just had our Marin City Stormwater Plan Task Force meeting today at noon, and it went well. And the next meeting we have is tomorrow night for Zone 7. It's the Flood Zone Advisory Board meeting. And I want to let people here know, and maybe people online know, that there has been a change in venue, that due to a power outage here at the Civic Center, scheduled outage, that location, the meeting location, has changed to the Nevada Room at the Embassy Suites at 101 McGinnis Parkway in San Rafael. And that we sent out notices to our e-blast list, and we've posted it online, and we will have someone here at the Civic Center to redirect people if they happen to show up here instead, and it's not that far to make it all back to the Embassy Suites. And then after that, we have several other advisory board meetings. Most of them we're still waiting on confirming a quorum. The next one is going to be the Zone 3 Advisory Board, scheduled for October the 8th. Also in Zone 3, we are planning another Marin City Stormwater Plan Community Meeting, and that's likely to be in late October or early November. A date hasn't been scheduled for that. And in Zone 9, on October the 15th, we have an open house for the Corte Madera Creek Project Flood Risk Management Project. And on October the 22nd, we have a meeting for the Zone 4 Advisory Board in Tiburon. And then October the 24th, we have a Zone 1 Advisory Board meeting. And November the 7th, we have a Zone 9 Advisory Board meeting. So if people want to know more information about the location, the time, anything about these meetings, you can look at our district's website at marinflooddistrict.org. And as far as updates go for our maintenance work, creek maintenance work is still ongoing. And as I reported before, we'll be wrapping that up around October the 15th. And our pump station maintenance work, we have 4 of the 8 pumps that were pulled for maintenance have been reinstalled. 3 are scheduled to be reinstalled by October 15th. And as previously mentioned, the Santa Venetia pump that was pulled, that we noticed that there was extreme deterioration. That pump is still on order and, as reported before, won't be delivered until later this fall. But in any event, no matter when the rains come, these pump stations are designed to have built-in redundancy. And this one, there's 3 pumps that are normally there, and any 2 of the pumps are capable of carrying the 100-year design storm. So even if a big surprise storm comes in this fall, we should be okay for that pump station. So that's all I have to report.
All right. Any questions of the general manager? All right. We're going to go to the public for any comment on general manager's report. Anyone on Zoom?
President Rodani, there are no speakers in the queue.
Anyone in the chamber? Not seeing anyone. Thank you very much for the update. The next item is update of the bylaws, Flood Zone 9. And we're going to turn it over to Tracy. Oh, Hannah's going to take this. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President and members of the board. I am Hannah Lee, and I oversee operations and maintenance for the Flood District. In February, the Zone 9 Advisory Board recommended updating their bylaws in order to reduce the number of scheduled meetings that need to be canceled due to a lack of quorum of board members available. This has been a recurring issue over the last couple years, but we think that these revisions to three of the articles in the bylaws will significantly reduce the likelihood of this happening. You can turn to the first section of the bylaws being revised. That's Article 3, titled Membership. Because the number of participating jurisdictions in Zone 9 changes over time, like with the recent withdrawal of San Anselmo, the number of members representing jurisdictions and at-large members should be flexible. These revisions would allow cities and towns to each appoint one member and an alternate in case their primary member isn't available. Also, at-large members now have specifically been defined to include both incorporated and unincorporated areas. This will increase the pool of potential advisory board candidates and reduce the likelihood of persistent vacancies. The next section with revisions I will summarize is Article 4. There used to be a paragraph 4 there called alternates, and it prohibited advisory board member alternates. This updated version of the bylaws removes this paragraph altogether. Alternates will allow the advisory board to gather a quorum of members more consistently. The last section being revised is Article 5, Paragraph 4, titled Quorum. The prior version of the bylaws required 5 members to constitute a quorum. The updated version, consistent with the Brown Act, would require that a majority of seated members be able to attend for a quorum. So if all 7 positions are filled, a quorum would then be 4 members, or if only 5 positions are filled, like now, then a quorum would be 3 members. This is an important change given, again, the persistent vacancies on the board. That summarizes the proposed changes. We now ask that you vote to repeal the prior bylaws and adopt these updated ones. Let me know if you have any questions, please.
Thank you. Thank you, Hannah. Can I bring back to the board for questions? Supervisor Rice, anything you want to add to this? Okay. Thank you. We'll go to the public then on this item. Anyone in the chamber want to speak to this item? Anyone online, Al?
There are no speakers in the queue.
All right. So I need a motion to approve the bylaw changes.
I'll move adoption of the revised bylaws and the resolution codifying it.
Second.
Thank you. It's been moved by Rice, second by Lucan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? The ayes have it, and the bylaws have been approved and revised. Thank you. 13D is a consent calendar. Anyone want to pull anything from the consent calendar today? All right, no questions. Public comment on the consent calendar? Anyone in the chamber? Anyone online, Al?
President Rondoni, there are no speakers in the queue.
So I'd like to bring it back to the board for comments and or a motion on the consent calendar.
I'll move adoption of the consent calendar.
You. Second?
Second.
Moved by Sackett, second by Rice. We approve the consent calendar for Marin County Flood Control and Water Conservation District. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it, and the consent calendar is approved. Now we're adjourning as the Marin County Flood Control and Water Conservation District Board of Directors.